God is waiting to spend time with you. Let's lean into His presence and hear His voice. Welcome to 5 Minutes with the Father.
Hello, my name is Nick. As always, it is so good to have you join me as together we spend 5 Minutes with the Father. I do apologize that I have missed releasing episodes for the last week. I contracted round 2 of COVID, but seem to be on the mend from that now. So it is good as always to be back with you. Today, we're continuing our journey through just looking at different verses that talk about God's grace in its various forms. And today we're going to focus on a verse that I think is really special. Well, really every verse in the Bible is special, isn't it? But I love this verse for many reasons. It's Hebrews 4 verse 16. I'm going to read it, summarize a couple of things, and then just invite you to spend some time with God in a particular way as we do that. So to get ready for that, I'd just like to invite you to get comfortable and ready to spend time with your Heavenly Dad to receive whatever it is He has for you today. Hebrews 4 verse 16, I'm going to read from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. It says, "Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need." A short verse, but a lot of really powerful stuff in there. It talks about how we can confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace. Another word for confidently is boldly. And as I looked up the meaning of that word, it talks about these things, all outspokenness. Someone who's outspoken, they just let it all out. They're not afraid to say what they think and what's going on. Frankness, bluntness, publicity, confidence. That's what this word means. And the word for approach is also come. Come near, visit, worship, ascend to. We are invited to confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace. Think about that concept just for a minute. God is King and He sits on His throne. And for those of us who live in a culture where we're not used to having a king or a monarch over us, that's pretty significant. Back in the ancient times, you couldn't approach a king freely. I think back to the story of Esther, and one of the reasons why she was terrified is because she knew that if she approached the king uninvited, she was at risk of being put to death. He had to extend the golden scepter, that is grace, extended to her, which then she would come and she would put her hand on it, and that would mean that her life was spared. None of that is there for us with God. Even though He's King, we get to boldly, frankly, bluntly, confidently come near Him to receive the grace that we need. It says that in that verse, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. In other words, we get to come to Him when we're overwhelmed. We get to come to Him when we're struggling. We get to come to Him when we need His grace. Another word for need in this, it means a rope or a chain for frapping a vessel. And frapping means to bind something tightly. They would be put around a boat or a vessel in stormy waters to prevent the boat from breaking up. Because you don't want a boat to break up when you're in the middle of a storm. And when we're journeying through the storms of life, it can feel like we are going to break. I've had many, many moments like that throughout life. And I think many of us are feeling that way in the times that we're in. But we get to confidently come before our Heavenly Dad and receive the grace that we need in our time of need. So I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes right now in your mind's eye to do this very thing, to boldly come before him. And as you do, pay attention to his response. See what he invites you to do. And just spend some time with him, letting him love on you. I'll give you a couple of minutes to do this right now, and I'll come back in a sec. This is a place I could stay for a very long time. And the good thing is we don't have to leave this place. We get to freely come before him anywhere, anytime. And for me, I got to just imagine myself sitting on the Father's lap. I got to just run into his presence, and he invited me onto his lap. And I just enjoyed just letting him sit with me and hold me. And he reminded me, I'm for you, I'm not against you. I hope it's been a good reminder for you. And if you want to stay in that place, if you have time, do it. Pause this podcast or let it finish and just keep sitting in his presence. But just know that you get to come before him anywhere, anytime to receive his grace in your time of need. I hope that this has blessed you. If you want to be reminded of the scripture that I use today, it's Hebrews 4:16, and I read from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. And if you'd like to contact me and say hi, how this podcast is blessing you, please do. You can email me at hello@narrowwayministries.net. My name is Nick. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I look forward to you joining me again as together we spend 5 minutes with the Father.